everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a member of the Guelph Storm who are right in the thick of things in the OHL's Western Conference as they battle in the Midwest Division. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Morgan Frost of the Sioux Greyhounds. He had 2 goals and 7 assists for 9 points in 3 games last week and was a +5. The first-round pick of the Philadelphia Flyers in the 2017 NHL Entry Draft recently competed for Team OHL at the 2018 CIBC Canada-Russia Series. Frost helped the Greyhounds to 5 out of a possible 6 points last weekend as they sit atop the West Division. Meantime, number 2 in the Midwest Division and 3rd in the Western Conference are the Guelph Storm, who entered this weekend's play with a .640 winning percentage. Nate Schnarr is in his 4th year in the OHL, and the Waterloo native is averaging about 1.5 points per game. Now he catches us up on the happenings in Guelph. Nate Schnarr from the Guelph Storm joins me on the line right now, and Nate, take me through as we're, you know, late into November, swinging into December this weekend, the Guelph Storm right in the thick of things in the Western Conference, but give me your take on how the first 25 games or so has gone this year.
I thought we've done pretty well. I think there's still work to be done. I think there's a couple of things that we can fix up on, and we want to be looked at as one of the top teams in the league, so we have to become a consistent team and play that way every night to be known as that.
What have you liked about the team's game so far? And you said there's stuff to work on. Is there anything in particular, without giving away too many state secrets by any means, that you guys could still maybe tighten up on a little more?
I think so far our special teams has been a big part of our game. Obviously, our power play is right up there in the tops, and our penalty kill, we're figuring that out as well. But I think just finding a way to play a full 60 minutes and be a tough team to play against every night will be a big key for us. It's some games we're there, and other games it's not quite there for us. So figuring out how to be a tough team to play against every night will be a big factor for us.
Nate, one thing I've noticed around the league over the years is sometimes with teams that have a lot of NHL drafted guys, it does take a little bit longer just to get kickstarted in the season because guys, of course, away at camps and come back at different times. Did you find that maybe was a little bit of a difference right off the bat for consistency, as you said, special teams and things like that, because guys were going to be on different schedules right away?
Yeah, I'd say absolutely. Obviously, you come back from camp and you have guys who stay longer, like Merkley and guys like that, who come back a little bit into the season. So then you get readjusted and you find chemistry with your teammates and you understand what it's like to play together again. And then everyone's talented on this team, so you find a way to click and get going again. So like you said, yeah, it's tough, but we're all talented enough to find that chemistry and get back to how we can play together.
You're a Waterloo guy playing in Guelph, so it seems like you've got both ends of kind of the Kitchener-Guelph rivalry. Does, you know, you're used to it now, obviously, but even from the start, was it a little strange being on the Guelph side of the rivalry?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I go to the yard, it's a special feeling. I look up and see the seats where I sat for countless seasons watching the Rangers, and brings a little smile on my face, but obviously the rivalry takes over once the game starts, and it's a special one for sure.
All right, so when you were a kid, you probably loved the Let's Go Rangers song. Now I'm guessing you probably can't stand it.
Not at all. It's that goal horn and the chant, that's one that drives me crazy when it happens. So the less I hear it, the better now.
Well, tell me about the experience. You've, of course, been drafted by the Arizona Coyotes, gone through a couple camps with them. What have you learned just going through that whole pro experience now?
I think it's awesome just to be able to watch pros and how they treat themselves and how they take care of themselves. Obviously, you see what it takes to be an NHL player. So you go there and you absorb everything you can. So especially for me going to camp, you just see how hard they're willing to work every day, and it's their livelihood. They make sure that they're taking care of themselves. The second they show up at the rink, they're ready to go. And once they're on, they're ready to go. So it's just a learning process, and a lot of every junior guy's got to do it to get to the next level. But it's a special feeling, and obviously with a good organization, they've given me all the opportunity that I can ask for, so it's awesome.
You were drafted in 2017, so of course this fall was your second time through. Did you find second time through camp a little more maybe business-like in a way that the first time it's very, you know, eyes wide open going through it the first time, but now a second time there's a little different approach?
Yeah, I think when you go the first time you have a little bit of a shock factor and you're just, whoa, I can't believe this is happening. And then the second time you kind of get that out of the way and you're there to show what you can do. So that's what I try to do this camp and show what I can bring to the team and everything like that. So it's obviously a great experience.
This is a Guelph team that you play on that has, a lot of guys have sort of grown together over the last few years. And have you found that has really helped, you know, the success this season, for example, is that there are so many guys that have sort of been through the worst together over the last few years?
Yeah. I think, obviously, like you said, we've had some tough times in Guelph and a couple tough seasons the last couple of years. But we went through that together and you build chemistry with teammates. And we have to learn how to win as a team as well. So that's a learning process at the start of the year, and we got to learn how to win and get those losing habits out of our game so that we could be one of the top teams in the league.
That was Nate Schnarr of the Guelph Storm. Here's a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. The Prince Albert Raiders of the Western Hockey League lead the way once again across the country. Top OHL representation comes from the Ottawa 67s at number 3, while the London Knights have moved up 2 spots as they are now number 4 in the country. Honorable mention this week to the Sioux Greyhounds. And meantime, from the current OHL stars to the future ones, the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament 2019 edition, powered by Under Armour, is coming up in March in Toronto, hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. The second week of the Minor Midget Top 10 rankings sees the Don Mills Flyers of the GTHL number 1, followed by the Toronto Marlboros number 2, and the OMHA's Whitby Wildcats at number 3. For the complete list, check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.